One of the hottest days of the year today. Temperatures topping 25 degrees Celsius. And how am I recording today's show? Well, I'm underneath one of these things. I'm tucked underneath a duvet in my girlfriend's house so I can record this without any echoes. It's very hot. It's very cosy. I think I might dissolve by the end of the show. But hey, at least you can tell all your friends that you've officially been in bed with me. That's something you can definitely want to brag about. Let's start off episode number 55, shall we?
I think most of us, when we listen to music, experience it in our bodies, even Bach.
Well, I mean, Darwin certainly thought that music was sexually selective.
This is
The Music Bit.
New Music Podcast.
Find on Facebook.
Follow on Twitter.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Time for more
new music.
The Music Bit.
The Music Bit.
The Music Bit.
With Jack Miles.
Come closer. I see you. White T-shirt. Nothing.
Funky guitar that you get in the background of this. This is the debut track. It was out about a week ago by a lady called Ophelia K. My favourite comment on SoundCloud on this one says that I had to clean my whole house just to compensate for the purity that I just heard. I mean, really? Come on, that's like the douchiest comment I've ever read. Still, if it has that effect on people, I think I need to start playing it to my flatmate. Here we go then, episode number 55. It's Jack Miles here on the Music Bit podcast. What have we got? We've got loads of good music. Lots of good stuff on this week's show, actually. I'm not really with it. I've kind of had my head in the clouds all week because I'm trying to get back into the real world after coming away from a fantastic Glastonbury festival. I don't know if you knew that it was on. They kept it very, very low key. I mean, there's barely anything in the national press about it at all. Do go a little bit overkill on it, don't they? But yeah, trying to get back into the real world, and it's going fairly well actually, because I'm in London at the moment, and here it's £4.50 for a pint, just like it was at Glastonbury, so I'm kind of acclimatising well. I do have to laugh at myself a little bit though. When you go to Glastonbury, obviously there's loads of these socialist and left-wing views, and lots of hippies, I think is the only way to say it. And when you're there, you kind of go along with it. You kind of go along with all these little public information films that they show, and they say that the corporate machine is ruining our planet and we need to claim back the earth for ourselves and all the rest of it. And you kind of go along, you're like, yes, man, completely agree with you. Yes, hippie, got that. We need to claim back our planet, do the right thing, that kind of stuff. Then instantly, on your way back home, you spend 4 nights in a tent, you're feeling a little bit groggy, you're quite hungover as well. 2 o'clock on Sunday morning, driving back to your house, you see the golden arches of McDonald's and you think, oh, 3 mayo chickens, please. Straight away. Straight back into that corporate machine. What is on this week's show? I hear you cry. Well, let me just get my piece of paper out, which I've got it all written on there. So, we're going to be meeting an artist this week. It's the first show of July, so we're going to meet a new featured artist for this month. And it's someone you may recognise because we've had their music on the show before. It's a lady called Jodie Goff. She released an EP just under a year ago. And it's brilliant. It's really, really nice. She does this fantastic acoustic music. Anyway, she's going to come on and talk all about how she got into making music. And also, she told me a bit about the bizarrest recording studio setup that I think I've ever heard.
Our takes were, like, going out, giving the sheep a carrot or an apple, running back in, trying to get a take before it started crying again. Because I was so quiet, you could hear everything.
I mean, fortunately, all I'm doing is recording this underneath a duvet. My girlfriend's house in London. I haven't got to go and dash out and shut the sheep up. But yeah, more to come from Jodie Goff. Plus, did you hear the news that Glastonbury Festival might be moving to London? Well, we have an exclusive interview on this show, sort of. I think you know what to expect. Let's kick things off then. This is Floor and Warm Blood. Your shoulder.
Stop.
this awful situation going on at the moment where in between each record I'm having to poke my head up out of the duvet just to get a little bit of fresh air onto my face. It's working quite nice. If I just do this, oh, and back into the duvet again. It's like a really cut-price sauna, but hey, it feels so much better. That is the new one from Floor. That is called Warm Blood. It came out about a week ago, and I think that might be appearing on their latest EP. But anyway, I like that record a lot. Floor and Warm Blood on the Music Bit podcast.
New music.
The Music Bit.
New music podcast.
At the start of each month, we like to choose an emerging artist to champion and learn a few things about them. And as this is the first show of July, it's time to meet this month's featured artist. And I'm going to introduce her in the style of Alt J, just because I saw them at Glastonbury and I kind of like their singing. So, and it's time to meet our emerging artist for July. I think that's enough of that. She's living in Brighton. She released her second EP, Pavements, just under a year ago, and she is called Jodie Goff. Welcome to the Music Bit podcast.
Hello.
Take me back to the start with you then, Jodie. So you create this really beautiful acoustic side of music. Your voice is incredible, but how did it all begin for you?
It all kind of just fell weirdly into place, actually. I started, well, I'd written maybe two songs when I was sort of 14 or 15, and a friend of mine was running a cabaret show in Deal.
Hmm.
I kind of just one night said, like, yeah, I want to do one of the open mic spots, and my parents had never seen, like, they didn't really know I wrote songs or anything like that. So got up and did that. And Smugglers Records did all the music for that night. And so they saw me, started talking to me, asked me to do another one of those.
Yeah.
And then within, like, yeah, maybe 4 or 5 months, I was sort of recording a record with them with, like, the 6 songs that I had in existence.
What how did your parents react to finding out that you were writing songs and wanted to perform?
They're very proud of me. They're very shocked and surprised. Even to this day, I didn't really perform in front of them if we're just at home. I was always, like, very private about it, so I think they were really like, where has this come from?
Yeah.
But they were so supportive. They took me to every gig I ever did. And
I think there's a great quote on your Facebook page talking about your first gig or something like that, where it says, she had a presence, poetry, wisdom well beyond her years. After sending Paul Clifford a song recorded on her phone, he became convinced that she was in fact 378 years old and not 16. How does that make you feel? I think that's a great quote. I love that.
Yeah, I know. I love that as well. That was Will Greenham's poetry. It was, I don't know, it was strange. He always used to say that to me, that he felt like I was 300 years old and lived through all these ages.
Is that a compliment?
I never felt an age when I was younger. I think maybe I'm more aware of age now, but when I was sort of 15, 16, I never was aware of being any sort of age. And I think that came out in my writing, that I wasn't, I don't know.
But things seem to be coming on quite nicely. I mean, you've been picked up in the Mahogany Blog, you were featured on recently, and Smugglers Records as well. We're going to play one of your tracks in just a mo, but before we do, I want to come back to that first EP that you recorded, and back to that quote that's on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because it says you recorded it in Paul's straw-lined caravan. Can you?
Yeah.
What is that?
It was the most bizarre experience. It's just incredible. For my first experience recording anything and sort of singing in front of, in a close space with anyone. But Paul Clifford is this brilliant sort of lazy-eyed Canadian man. He's just a genius. And he had, on a farm in somewhere in Kent, he had a caravan where he lived and then a tiny little caravan next to it. That was all soundproofed with straw, but
wow,
sort of covered in crazy instruments and different fabrics and just weird things. And that's where we did it. The second day, he had loads of sheep, and all the big sheep who were a bit sick got taken away. And baby sheep was left and was not happy at all.
Oh, God.
And bleated throughout the entire day. So it was literally like our takes were, like, going out, giving the sheep a carrot or an apple, running back in, trying to get a take before it started crying again. Because I was so quiet, you could hear everything. We did it all on VHS tape, and you could hear the whirring of the tape over it. He had to hold a pillow over it.
That's quite nice, so, in a way, though, isn't it? It gives it a real rustic kind of feel to it, I think.
Yeah, it was. And he was so good with me, and it was such a just fun and interesting way to record something for the first time. But he was so out there with all his ideas. So on one of the tracks, I think it was He Will Be Young, he recorded like the wind one night and all the chimes outside and just ran that over the top of it.
Wow.
And all things like that. He was very good at just coming up with an idea or saying like, I think I've got a metal cup and if you hit it, it sounds like that note you just sung, and he'd rummage around and find it. He's just brilliant.
Wouldn't you love to have a brain that could work like that? More to come from Jodie a little bit later on in the show, but first of all, let's have a track from her. This is from her latest EP, which is called Pavements. This is Jodie Goff and Terrence.
Oh, say hello, haven't you missed me? Oh, give him hope, or at least give him whiskey, so I have no reasons to cry. Ten years ago, you came a screaming, telling him no, giving him reasons why life had no space for those who lie. And now there he is, telling strangers of how he loves you, and how his hands are never colder than his heart, as he curses the stars that burn above you. Oh, home has never felt so far. Lost all his time, he slept through Monday, trying to fight the feeling that one day your door will have a different lock. Tries to refrain from recalling the past old days, your sweet and forgiving way. And now there he is, telling strangers of how he loves you, and now his hands are never colder than his heart, as he kisses stars that burn above you. Oh, home has never felt so far. Oh, and ooh. Oh, and ooh. Oh, and shorter now. Oh, and it was easier before somehow.
She does just create music that demands your focus and all of your attention. That is Jodie Goff and Terrence. If you want to see her performing that, by the way, you can do. It's on her Facebook page. She recently did a session with the Mahogany blog, Mahogany Sessions, and they've created a lovely video. You can find that on her Facebook page. You want to find any links and actually find out about any of the music that we play on the show, you can do. It's on themusicbit.co.uk, and you'll find every single song that we play. This is one of those things that I don't know whether to believe it or not. I read this headline and I was like, what the hell does that mean? A Labour MP wants Glastonbury Festival to move to London. I know, It's one of those stories where you hear the headline, it sounds ridiculous, but you just need to know more about it. Labour MP Gareth Thomas has outlined his plans to move Glastonbury Festival to London for 1 year if the city is named European Capital City of Culture in 2023. Basically, what he wants to do is to create a pop-up Glastonbury, so lots of different events held around the city just to showcase our creativity and our musical talents, which is kind of a good idea, yet it's yet another thing that's being centred on London. Whatever the case, I think it's an episode of EastEnders that I definitely want to see. All right, Michael, what's all this then? Oh, well, that's a cow. It's where milk comes from.
No way! What about that thing over there? What's it?
Oh, well, that's the pyramid stage. That's where the likes of the Rolling Stones and the Who have played.
Oh, sweet, mate. Yeah, sweet. What's in that box, though?
Oh, in the box? Oh, that's Kanye West.
Get out of the pub!
Completely want to apologise to anyone that might be offended by my appalling Cockney accent there. I thought I was better at doing accents than that, but obviously not. Guys, next EP, that is Youth by Picture Paradise. It's certainly one to get your feet tapping along to that one. That's their lead single from their next EP, and it is called Youth. Thank you so much for downloading this week's podcast. It's Jack Mars here on The Music Bit. And this month, this week, is our first show of the month, which means that we meet a new featured artist. And this month, we are celebrating the work of Jodie Goff. We've played her music on the show before. She's released two EPs, been creating music since she was around 14, 15, 16 years old. old. Anyway, we've heard from her before talking about how she got into it and her first recording experience, which took place in a caravan that was straw-lined, and they had to keep on popping out to go and feed the sheep to make sure they didn't make any noises whilst they were trying to record her music, which is a lovely little story. We have another track from her in just a moment. First of all, though, I wanted to find out a little bit more about her.
This is
The Music Bits.
Let's talk a little bit about you outside of music, if that's okay, because last time I spoke to you on email and you were saying how you're based in London, now you've moved to Brighton. So how has that transition been? How's life going for you at the moment?
Brilliant. I'm really, really, really enjoying Brighton. It's such a good place for music. It's full of singer-songwriters. There's lots of people who are doing exactly the same as me, but it feels like everyone's so supportive of each other, and there's, you know, it's like three open mics a night there, so
wow,
it's really good.
I follow the Brighton music blog online, and it seems like there's so much talent coming out of the, I think there's a band called Eyes who are really good, who I really, really like, but it just seems like there is so much talent around the area.
It's just a strange place that feels a bit like London, but it's all a bit more colourful and slow, and everyone just really enjoys music. There's just so much of it, and they all listen as well. They're not sort of loud pubs who have decided that they, a lot of pubs in London I feel like decide that they want live music for the image of the pub, when realistically it's just sort of estate agents on a Tuesday night who don't actually want to listen to you. But in Brighton, like, they listen, they really listen, and they're really respectful. So they're brilliant audiences.
Outside of music then, talking about you, so what do you get to, let's get to know you a little bit. What do you get up to, that kind of stuff? What's your hobbies outside of music? I feel like we're on a date.
That's a very data question, isn't it?
You know?
That is. I don't know. I get into lots of weird hobbies. I like learning crafts. I'm not good at sticking with them. I felt a bit weird about turning up to uni, and I just learned how to knit, so I bought knitting needles, which wasn't a sensible idea. I don't think many people understood.
That's hip now, isn't it? That's hip and trendy.
I hope so.
Cool.
That's what I thought.
If it goes to the right areas, anyway. Yeah.
I used to make spoons. I haven't done that in a while.
Right.
I used to carve spoons. That didn't go down as well as I thought either. Yeah, loads of weird. I like learning strange crafts, and then I never end up finishing them, but I kind of don't have much time for that anymore.
You know, you get stranded in the wild, you can carve yourself a spoon and knit yourself a jumper. That's fine, that's good.
Exactly, it's all I need.
Let's talk a bit about the future then. So have you got any plans for another EP? Or I mean, it's coming up to nearly a year or so. Well, it's just under a year, isn't it, since Pavements was released. So what's on the horizon next for you?
Well, I think I'm gonna try. I mean, I've been so busy this year with new things. I have sort of books of half-written songs and none written, so I want to put some work in this summer and try and get some finished. But the I'm at Sussex University, and the music societies and facilities there are so good that I'm hoping to find some artists, find some people to work with, and use the facilities I have there and try and get something recorded next term and do it all on site.
Would be good to hear a few more tracks and some new stuff from her. This is the record which first made me fall in love with her amazing voice. This is Jodie Goff and Birdsong on The Music Bit.
If a bird flies too close to the sun, its feathers will burn one by one. You know I did all I could possibly have done.
Jodie Goff and Birdsong. She is our featured artist for this month. Also need to say a big hello to her mum. A big hello. Why do radio DJs say that? A big hello? No, just a average, normal size hello to her mum, Sue Goff, who apparently is becoming a little bit of a fan of the show. Welcome along, Sue. Thank you very much. She's our featured artist for this month. If you want to find out more about her, then do so. There's a few bits and pieces up on our website, which is themusicbit.co.uk.
Hello.
This is the greatest moment of my life.
Still underneath this duvet, and it's really hot. I'm supporting the duvet with my head. So my head is holding it above me and it's going down over the front of the laptop. I'm getting really bad neck ache. Does that mean I've got a really weak and rubbish neck? Or that this duvet is just really heavy? Is that normal? I don't know. Anyway, time for our record of the week this week. And I'm really excited to bring you this one because it's one of these tracks that you listen to and you completely immerse yourself. You can just lose yourself in it. It's kind of a bit folky, a bit bluesy. By a band called Brit Summer, and it's taken from their latest EP called Can't Breathe On My Own. And there's a bit of an interesting story behind it. Basically, the lead guy was living on a commune farm in the countryside of Sweden, and he got the inspiration for this record, and it's just a fabulous sounding tune. I'm going to play it to you now because I know that you're going to enjoy this so, so much. So our record of the week this week is by Brit Summer, and this is Can't Breathe On My Own.
Be in the swing of things.
I can breathe on my own.
think you have been treated this week, if I do say so myself. I mean, it has been a fine selection of tunes. It really, really has. We've got Jodie Goff, had the new one from Floor, Ophelia K kicked us off. It's been a fine, fine selection of music. If you want to hear them again, go to the website, themusicbit.co.uk, and you can listen to every single track that we play on the show. You'll find out some information about each artist as well. And hey, can I ask you a favour? It's the same favour that I ask you every single week, but if you could do me a review on iTunes, then I'd really, really appreciate it. Or Stitcher, wherever it is that you get your podcast from. If you could write me a review, just two words, like, that's good, or that's... probably won't say that word. If you could do that, I would really, really appreciate it. And you can like us on Facebook as well, facebook.com/themusicbit. Same for Twitter as well. You'll find us up on all of those ones. One last song for me to play for you, and it's kind of in the same ilk that a lot of the records have been on this week's show, where it's a bit chilled out. It's a lovely, lovely sounding record, very folky, and yeah, just really, really, really peaceful. I mean, when I first listened to this, it was the Tuesday where I come back from Glastonbury, so my head was still just a little bit all over the place. It was still in a field in Worthy Farm, and this song just settled everything down and made it all feel okay. It's by a band called Hey Elbow, and this track is called Matilde. Is a beautiful tune, and you need that in your life. That is Hey Elbow and Matilde, and they have got lots and lots of other records, all of the same sounding kind of vibe, all over Bandcamp and SoundCloud. But that is a beautiful, I love the start of that. I think the sound of that I wrote that it's like when you first get into the shower on like a hot, sticky night and you get those first little bits of just slightly cool water just brushing over you. That's my attempt at poetry, which really isn't very, very good. Oh, I want to tell you about a situation that I found myself in yesterday, which was absolutely horrendous. I was trying to find some food, and I'm a big fan of finding street food, and I found this one shop which does buffalo wings, you know, chicken wings in a basket, and they did them in all sorts of different marinades. You can get this one thing, though, which is called snake in a basket, and with that, you get six wings, which are all of normal spice, and then one wing, which is super, super hot. Now, for some reason, my brain thought, go on, Jack, show your girlfriend how man you are. Get that one. Dear God, that was a bad decision. First of all, loving life. Chewing through my chicken wings, tasted really good. Had some curly fries with it, brilliant. About halfway through, bit into the hot one. Christ alive. When they said it is really hot, it really, really was. It almost blew my teeth off. You know, I've never quite had it that much, where my tongue genuinely went numb, my face went numb. I thought that I might actually die. I wouldn't recommend it. Anyway, don't go and like try. I tell you what, do this. Go and try a spoonful of Tabasco sauce and you'll know exactly how I felt. It was awful. And then the worst part was, afterwards, after about an hour went by, I started to feel a little bit more human. I then rubbed my eye with the same fingers I was eating the chicken wing, and that started burning as well, because this chili is clearly so potent on my hands. Anyway, that is it for episode number 55. Thank you so much for downloading the show. Don't forget that you can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever it is that you get the show from, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/themusicbit. You can see just how far you walk at Glastonbury Festival if you do go on there, and it's quite scary actually. It's nearly up there with marathon distance when you're just wandering around the festival site. Anyway, that is it for this week's show. Another one next week. Bye.
The Music Bit.
My voice is going. So precious.